Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, everybody, welcome back to Blood River. If you listened to the first hour, you noticed that I was not there. We had a marvelous first hour. I was listening in, and Jacob did a marvelous job. We had two fantastic guests on. We were covering the 9/11 Twin Towers, and we will also have a surprise guest. He is Mr. Who of the 9/11 Truth Movement next week, unless we have other difficulties. But we have this guy on that's going to come on right now. You've probably never heard of his name. He's a new fella in the radio business. Alt-right business. We're trying to get him going. You know, we're going to try to break him in, but his name is James Edwards. I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not, but anyway, we're going to introduce him on this show. What are you doing, son boy?
I tell you, it's a little nerve-wracking being on the radio. This is my first time.
Well, listen, it's your first time. You sound great. I mean, I know it's your first time on the radio, but it sounds fantastic. But I was just telling Sam, you won't believe this. We're here in a modern, up-to-date studio, and the people that listened last week, James, we had every kind of hell break loose. Everything that could break down broke down. I think even the steel beams broke down and the bridges down there. But our show, our computer kind of... Oh, our computer crashed a second ago, but we're back up again now. But how's it going down there? How's it going down there, fella?
I'll tell you what, it's going well. It's running late. I'll tell you what, you've got people with a lot of knowledge, and they like to share that.
We've got 2 hours behind schedule here. As I said, David Duke is currently giving a talk. His second keynote address, I think it is. He spoke earlier this morning, and now he's speaking again, and he will, this is the last speaker of the day, and I had to step outside because of that, and I'm in the car to call in. It is 101 degrees down here in Southern Alabama, that is where we sit, and I'm feeling every one of it, but it's been a great day with great people. You know how it is, Eddie. You've been down to league meetings before, salt at the earth. People proud of their Southern patrimony, people who honor their ancestors, good Christian people. So I always feel like I'm home down here, whether it be in the South, of course, or at one of these meetings. But it's great to be at one of these meetings in the South. It just makes you feel twice at home.
You know, I'll kind of paraphrase what you said once. I kind of feel the same way. Now, Lord knows I love my Yankee brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, Pastor Rob's a Yankee. You know, he's born in Detroit. He's down there with you, as you well know. And he always liked to tweak our nose a little bit and say, well, he said, we run the war, but they keep coming back, man. They keep coming back. But Pastor Rob's one of us. And, you know, I've always said that, you know, Southern is a state of mind. But I remember James Edwards said a couple of times, by the way, me and James go back a long time. We go back years, actually, before I ever got on as a co-host for the Political Cesspool. He's like my own blood son. He really is. I'm just loving him to death. We fought with him, over him, for him. We've had a marvelous time, me and him and Keith. But you know, I'll tell you what. It's been a hell of a ride. You know, it certainly is. But let me ask you this before I start asking you the hardcore questions. Does it remind you in the bean field being down there in that car at 101 degrees temperature?
Oh boy, it feels exactly like it. I tell you what, it actually brings back a lot of memories. I mean, down here in the rural South, it makes me think, this weather certainly brings back memories like that, doing radio in oppressive, merciless heat, no doubt about it. But just being down here in the rural South again, it makes me feel like I'm back in Fasten, Mississippi, going down to some of those family reunions we used to have in the 80s, back when some of my, or rather more of my kin was still alive. I'd rather be down here in the rural South than anywhere in the world, even with the heat.
Man, I used to go in there and bow hunt back when I was younger, and not as smart as I am right now. I used to go in there and bow hunt. It'd be hot like that. Mosquitoes would just—I don't know what was worse, the rattlesnakes or mosquitoes. But you know, I'll tell you what. By the way, people, in case I forgot to tell you, in case you hadn't guessed, we are James broadcasting live from the League of the South, the national meeting down there. Isn't that the national meeting that you're located at now, James?
It is. And the annual national, and David Duke, one of the speakers, Kevin McDonald. I gave a talk. Michael Hill, Brad Griffin, Tyler have been the master of ceremonies. And if we have a little luck, and you never know how it goes with these live remote broadcasts, but we're already 2 hours behind the schedule. But if we have a little luck, we're going to try to get some of these folks on the political festival coming up right after Blood River. So the party will continue down here on this network.
Well, I'll tell you what, we all have to pitch in together. You know, we were at the conference last week up in Harrison at the Christian Center up there in Harrison for the Knights Congress. And that was the theme up there was, you know, don't quit. Stay strong, don't quit. But my theme also is every group in the United States that considers themselves, and I know James will agree with this because I've heard James say this 100 times. Matter of fact, he said that, you know, that our movement, the so-called alt-right, paleo-conservatives, whatever you want to call us, Christians, constitutionalists, we have so much infighting. And that's what destroys us all the time. But another quote I got to tell that James told, one of my favorite ones, he said he'd rather live in a trailer at the end of a dirt road in Mississippi than to live up north like in Manhattan in a skyscraper. And I know James said that. I've heard him say that a couple of times. But the being in the South, there's just something
like that today.
There's nothing like it. What is it about the South, James? Anyway, before I ask you if I ever get to the technical question I was going to ask you, what do you think it is about being in the South?
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for where you're from, where your ancestors fought of this land that your ancestors fought for you to have. I mean, the traditions that we've instilled here over the course of 400 years on this continent. I mean, this is the piece of earth that God gave us. And it's sort of like anything else. It doesn't have to be the best. It just has to be yours. And you certainly have an affinity for your blood and your soil, wherever that may be. Your people, you're going to fight harder for them. Your land, you're going to fight harder for it. It is just the place that our people carved and settled and won and fought and died for again in the war between the states. And then, of course, in many battles politically and elsewhere since then, it's what we know. This is where our memories are. It's a sacred land. It's a hallowed land. Land of songs. A land of faith.
That's a great answer. You know, that's a great answer. You know, something else I remember we said on the political, as everybody knows, it's listening to political cesspool. We always have Confederate History Month every April. And I remember one time James was interviewing somebody and they were quoting some old Confederate soldier, but, you know, a bitter ender, so to speak, that fought to the very end. And he got captured by the Yankees, went to a Yankee prison, and the Yankees asked him, why are y'all fighting us so hard? You're fighting us like tigers, man. He said, because y'all are here. Because y'all are here. Y'all are home and hearth. You're fighting for home and fighting for home and hearth. No doubt about it. I'll tell you what, James, I've been trying to get you on our show forever.
Not to interrupt you, but that you know, you get as that guy, that Confederate soldier, who said, because you're here, being down here with these people in the league is as close as you can get to people like that. And there's something spiritual about it.
Yes, it is. I was down there 2 years ago with the political cesspool, and I know exactly what you're talking about, my friend. Well, James, I wish you could stay on more. We got to go to a break now. I don't know if you can hear the music or not, but we got to go to a break. Thank you so much for coming on. And hey, give me another one of those leaguers to get me on the phone as soon as you can, fella.
I love you.
I love you too, son.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
People, I kind of hate to let that song go. I handpicked. That's one of the few songs I handpicked. I love that old German music. By the way, you know, that's an old German. Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't pick that one. That was the one that Matt picked. But listen, we're waiting on some other guests. Let me tell you how wonderful it was to have James Edwards on. I'm going to give you a little history. You know, Pappy's noted. I'm noted for history. As a matter of fact, I've heard people say that our show, Blood River Radio, is a historical program. Well, it is. It is, and I'll just remind you what Solomon said. And I'll paraphrase what King Solomon said. In Ecclesiastes, if I'm saying it, if I'm pronouncing it right. Anyway, he says, "And what all is vanity, all is vanity." And I'm paraphrasing this. He says, you know, a man is here, your life is just like a vapor. Even if you live to be 100 years old, you're here and gone tomorrow. In a generation or two, anything you do has been forgotten. He says, what has been is, what is shall be. What has been shall be. What is has been. There's nothing new under the sun. That's true. But, you know, getting back to James, it gave me a big thrill. I've been trying to get that little dude on, and I call him Son Boy because he's like a son to me. I don't even think he's 40 years old yet, and I'm 72. He handpicked me years ago when we were struck, when Political Suspect was out in a bean field. That's when we talk about the bean field, we're not pulling your leg. Our radio show used to be in this old concrete block house. It must have been started in the early days of radio. A fellow by the name of Dave Brown owned it. And we used to struggle to come up with like $25 a month, you know, $50 a month to pay. But literally, in case you may have heard this story before, literally James remarked it was 101, 102 degrees down there in Alabama tonight. Well, it was like that in the bean field all through the summer. Invariably, our air conditioner would always break down. It was never up. It would be so friggin' hot. We would be down. I'm not kidding you now. We would be down in our underwear sweating. I mean, just sweat just pouring off of us. And when we had breaks, we would have to go outside to cool off. And in the wintertime, the heat always broke down, and it was freezing cold. It's like if you ever watched Cool Hand Luke, they put Cool Hand Luke in a hot box, a little bit. Now we weren't as cramped as Cool Hand Luke was. We had plenty of room, but we had plenty of room to sweat and to freeze. But listen, believe it or not, the story's getting to a point. James Edwards has gone down there in the middle of, I don't even know where it is, because this location has been pretty top secret because of Antifa. There's nothing more that Antifa would love than to find out where they are and to come down there and start a fight. And, you know, sometimes you have to defend yourself, at the risk of layman life. You have to either kill or be killed on the road like that sometimes. Witness what happened in Charlottesville. And then, you know, if they were to get in a fight, you know who's going to go to jail. It's not going to be the Antifa. It's going to be the good guys. It's going to be by our guys. But the point I'm making is James went down there. All these fellows went down there. One of the guests that's going to be on tonight, James rounds him up, is Pastor Thomas Robb. Pastor Thomas Robb drove, well, me and Lee, we just went up to Harrison, Arkansas last week. We broadcast up to up Harrison, Arkansas, Pastor Thomas Robb's place, the Knights Congress. And that was one of the most moving ceremonies I'd ever witnessed. But Pastor Robb is going all the way, you can tack on 270 miles plus added to what James is doing. These people are going pretty much on their own dime, y'all. And they're doing it for you. They're doing it to fight global white genocide. This, you know, our show, Blood River Radio, if you go and read our website, our number one primary cause is global white genocide. And we try to, you know, I won't go in and belabor you what our action plan is, but that's what we're here for. And basically, if you break it down, that's what the political cesspool is all about. We're fighting global white genocide. And, that's what, you pick your radio show. That's what Sam Bushman's radio show is about, fighting global white genocide. Whether you realize it or not, we're all pretty much in the same boat. But we have to do this on our own dime. And we make one heck of a sacrifice, y'all. We really do. And it would be great, you know, Lord knows Blood River Radio needs the money, because we've got to go try to get a loan. Matter of fact, next Thursday, if we can't get some money, our contract runs out really soon, and we'll be history. And the same way goes for, the same thing goes for James, Political Cesspool, Sam, Liberty News Radio. You know, you have to have money. I don't even like to ask for money. I'm not as bad about asking for it now as I used to ask, but we certainly need it. But anyway, getting back, I'm going to give a kind of an update of what we did last week, because we're waiting on some guests. Me and Lee Cochran, we left Memphis last Friday at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we drove up I-40 West, just to the other side of Nashville, and we got off on Nashville onto State Highway 65. And Lee can vouch for you. Lee says that was a white knuckle ride. If you want to call that a highway, I thought it was a pretty good highway, because Lee's not used to driving in the mountains. Lee, would you like to say something? Lee wants to say something. Go ahead, Lee.
Oh yeah, those Ozark map. Okay. We have some technical difficulties here, but yeah, those Ozark mountains are ridges, and we had to go over. We had to go about 8 ridges, 2 miles up and 2 miles down. And I wasn't used to it. If Eddie was telling me, you know, don't put your, keep your feet on the brakes. And there's a whole bunch of cliffs, and some of them didn't have guardrails. And, but it was sort of, scary, but we made it, and there's a lot of small towns, like 150 people in some of these small towns, or 300. But, those are, they had rivers and everything in there.
Yeah. But, that's for sure. You know, And Lee was, for sure, he's not used to driving in the mountains. You know, I've run from the police when I'm in the mountains back when I was in my younger days. So Lee kind of froze up, and I said, look, Lee, and he agreed I should drive back. And coming back, Lee said that's when the white knuckle ride was. If you've ever seen the movie Thunder Road, go in and pull up some film clips from Thunder Road, and that will give you an idea of how the Bombardier was driving. I mean, I was letting it roll, but it was pedal on the metal. Lee says, I don't think we did. Lee says that we were kind of over on two wheels at one time and that we left the ground a few times, but you got to do what you got to do. But anyway, and coming back home, you know, when we finally got almost to Little Rock, we got her on the interstate. And we put that old cruise control on 80 miles an hour. And I will tell you, that's true. And Matt, our other co-host, he says he goes up to that road a lot. He said that 85 is the new 70 on I-40. But anyway, once again, I'm just going to make I'm going to tell you what we did up there until we get our guest on for the next segment. We went up there to the Knights National Conference. And you know what? My God, people. If they're the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Well, let me tell you what. I've never seen such wonderful people. Anyway, people, it sounds like we're getting ready to go to a break. We've got to go to the music. We've got to go to a break. I hear the music. And we'll be right back. And hopefully we'll have a guest on for you in just a minute. We're trying to round them up. See you in just a few minutes, okay? Bye-bye.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow compared trade talks with China to the U.S. standoff with Russia during the Cold War. In other words, he's expecting negotiations could continue for a long time. U.S. and Chinese officials have agreed to hold their next round of talks in Washington next month. Kudlow discounted the notion that next year's election increases any urgency for President Donald Trump to conclude the trade war.
This is about unfair and illegal trading practices, which we want to see remedied. This is also about human rights issues, increasingly, regarding Hong Kong, regarding other issues that the Chinese have grappled with in ways that have troubled the world. And perhaps most importantly, this is about national security.
Kudlow emphasized that it took the United States decades to get the results it wanted with Russia. He noted that it worked in the Reagan administration. He said he remembers President Reagan waging a similar fight against the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another star has made a court appearance in the college admissions scandal. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
With sentencing set for September 13th, federal prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman to a month in jail for her role in the college admissions bribery scandal. Prosecutors said she acted out of a sense of entitlement or at least moral cluelessness. Huffman's lawyers argued she should get a year of probation, 250 hours of community service, and a $20,000 fine instead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major prisoner exchange that freed 35 people detained in each country and flew them to the other, a deal that could help advance Russian and Ukraine relations and end 5 years of fighting in the East Ukraine. The trade involved some of the highest profile prisoners caught up in a bitter standoff between Ukraine and Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, we were right back. We're having a little bit of difficulty getting our guest on tonight. We're covering the League of the South, at least we're trying to cover the League of the South. Down, they're meeting at an unknown location down in Alabama. Some, I don't know where it is. Like we said before, we couldn't let them know where the location was because of the Antifa would certainly be ambushing them. But anyway, I don't know why our guests aren't calling in, but we're just gonna go on without them. You know, here at Blood River Radio, I tell you, we have had our share of difficulties in the past, but we're just gonna keep soldiering on. What they're doing down there in the League of the South, they have more than one organization down there. The League of the South, their purpose for the League of the South, in case you people don't know about them, is they're trying to get, and I kind of disagree with them. I hate to say it in a way, but I think it's almost impractical. I don't want to dog them. But what they want to do, they want a free and independent South. You know, and I've talked to Dr. Hill about this before, that I don't see how in the world we could possibly expect to have the South. And I'm not even behind that altogether, that reason, to succeed for the South, for the South to succeed, for us to get a free and independent South. Even if it were possible, which it's really not. Because if you look at the South right now, it's not majority white. I think probably white people are a minority in the South. And there's no way in the world that colored people, especially foreign colored people, like the Mexicans we hear, you know, we have a lot, we just have, you know, millions of Mexicans here. Well, then they're everywhere. They're not just in the South. You pick your state, any state in the Union, and you're going to be covered up in Mexicans. And here in Memphis, Tennessee, where I'm from, where I'm broadcasting from, we have many, many people, I would call them, from the Arabics, you know, Muslims, it's Islamic races. They're from Syria, from Pakistan, Iraq, everywhere. And they have a lot more children than white people. I work out. You may have heard me talk about I run marathons. You know, in this one park here that I work out a lot, it's called Shelby Farms Park, and we have it's the largest park. It's the largest urban park in the United States. I've heard it's from 5,000 to 6,000 acres. It's huge. It's huge. You could lose Central Park in it, and it has a state of the art, what they call a state of the art visitor center. It has restrooms for men and women. Has showers. It has a huge lake. As a matter of fact, they have a lake out there. You can actually do slalom on it. I've never done slalom before. You have people out there with these little sailboats and stuff, and you know. When you go over, and they also have a trail, an asphalt track around the lake. It's about 2.56 miles. I've run it a lot. I don't run it a whole lot on my workout because it's too flat. I like to run the hills. But the point I'm making, excuse me, hack y'all. The point I'm making is, that I'm going to get to, is that you see very few white people over there. The only time you see many white people is on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, because you know why? That's when the white people get off. Traditionally, Monday through Friday, white people are working. They don't have enough time to come over there at the park. Me, I'm 72 years old. I'm not working right now at a regular job that can be tracked. That's for sure. Now, I've got this other little job, and you know, I'm not going to complain about what's happened to me. The reason I'm a registered nurse, and I'm a damn good nurse. I was trauma trained. I started the work in the Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center. It's the only level one trauma center this side of Nashville. Level one is as high as you can get. It was modeled after the big trauma center there in Baltimore, Maryland. We called it Knife and Gun Club. But anyway, excuse this hack, y'all. Let me get us a quick drink here. Anyway, I'm back. I had to get a quick drink of that water. A level one trauma center is as high as you can get. It's the only thing, the only difference there, we call it the Knife and Gun Club. The only difference there, working there and being in Vietnam, and this is a stretch, is that you didn't have incoming rockets and you didn't have incoming you know, mortars, and you didn't have to worry about minefields. Now we did find guns and knives in the bed there. We have probably most of our patients there were black. But anyway, found no problem about it. That's 100% sure most of our patients were black, and they were very violent. Okay, people, in case you're tired of hearing me, I was just getting ready to go, but we're going to have to go to Pastor Rob. We're going to have to let him talk for a few minutes, babe. Pastor Rob, how you doing, fella?
I'm doing fantastic. Did you lose my phone number or what?
No, you called me on my phone. See, I guess I didn't make that. I was hoping James could hand the phone off directly to you. People, just in case you wonder what we're doing, we're broadcasting from a remote location. Pastor Rob is about probably 350 miles from us. He's down at the League of the South meeting. We're here in Memphis, Tennessee. My beloved spirit son, James Edwards, was going to hand the phone off to Pastor Rob. But I've been to enough of these conferences to know that probably Pastor Rob, it's hard to get people because they're scattered about making speeches, listening to speeches. So Pastor Rob, we were going to hand the phone, James's phone, off to Pastor Rob at the end, but anyway, we've got him. That's the only thing that matters is we have Pastor Rob here. And Pastor Rob, before I go to you, I'm just going to say, I didn't get to talk to you last week to tell you how much I thank you. I thank you so much. Pastor Rob, Jason Rob, all his family. I'm telling you what, people, and I'm not exaggerating. Anybody that knows me, Sam can tell you, James can tell you, I have a volatile temper, and I'm frank to the point of being almost foolish, because I don't pull any punches. Proverbs was written just for me. My little tongue gets me in trouble all the time, because I'll tell it. And Pastor Rob called me down about this last week. He said, "You tell it like it is." Well, I guess I'll never get over that. I mean, I speak my mind. But I'm going to tell you what, Pastor Rob, I told people I was up there with the evil Klansmen up there in Harrison, Arkansas. Oh, they were so evil. I can't believe I got up there. My life was in danger. You should have seen how gentle they were. Pastor Rob, I've never been loved so much in my life. Your whole family just made me, they just love me so much, I'm almost had tears, man. And your son, Jason, I've adopted him, so I'm going to be his grandpappy, I guess. But I loved it so much. We were at the Knights. As a matter of fact, I'm going to shut up. Tell us a little bit about where we were. And Pastor, but don't let me forget, because I go down a lot of rabbit trails. When you get through telling us about the Knights Congress, I want you to tie your organization in with the League of the South. I was telling people that they're two organizations, but basically we're fighting for the same thing. We're fighting against global white genocide. And with that, Pastor Rob, God bless you. You're like a brother to me, Pastor Rob. So take off on that, if you will, Pastor Rob. Tell us a little bit about your organization. Tell us a little bit about what we did last week.
Okay, well, first off, I'm at Christian Revival Center. And that's in Harrison, outside of Harrison, about 10, 15 miles. I'm a Christian identity minister for 50 years and involved in the white nationalist movement. But I'm also the national director for the Knights Party. And that's our address at Harrison, Arkansas. And we hold conferences every year. We hold two conferences, actually. One is in the spring. Last part of April. The other conference we hold on Labor Day weekend, which is always the weekend prior to Labor Day, which is always the first Monday of each year of September. And we had a conference there last weekend. We go today, and we had a lot of people there from all parts of the country, and we had a wonderful time. We have private property. We never have to worry about being canceled. We never have to worry about Antifa, because we are on both sides of the road, and we live in a very nice community that is very welcoming and welcoming to us. We've been there for many, many years, and it's what we have been called for years, the building of a spiritual community, a term Rockwell vision, a spiritual community where in his mind was going to be his National Socialist White People's Party, but in general, it's where a white group of white activists are welcome and embraced by the community, and we certainly are in Harrison. There are detractors, of course, there, and people don't like us, but we live in a very friendly community towards us. I let people know that if they come into Harrison or Boone County, assume that the people like us. Don't assume they don't like us. Assume they like us. If you need directions, just ask somebody. They'll kind of tell you direction where we're at. And so we had a wonderful time last weekend. We had you there speaking, of course. And we also had Daniel Johnson speak with the American Freedom Party, and myself and Tom Booth and Rachel Pendergrass and Steve Kuka. We had a wonderful time. And now we're looking forward to our next conference, which will be April 24, 25, and 26 in 2020, naturally. That's a few months away, of course, but it's not too early to start planning and marketing your calendar. And you're going through commercials. So I'll wait for you. I guess we'll get back to this on the other side.
Hang on. We'll come right back to you right after this commercial, Pastor Rob.
All right.
People, hang on. We'll be right back with the great, with the one and only Pastor Rob.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The Strategy of Heaven Revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that will preserve the vanishing resource of the American cowboy. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery that celebrates our history, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. You can order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, people, we were right back for our final segment, and no matter how rough it is to get out, it always seems like it goes too fast. But before I go to Pastor Rob, I'm holding in my hand a cherished book right now. It's called A Pictorial and Documented History of Thomas Robb, Volume 1, White Activist, Christian Evangelist. It's compiled by his precious children. I met them. I met both of them last week at the National Congress for the Knights. And it's put together by Rachel Pendergraft, which is Pastor Rob's daughter, and Jason Robb. Jason Robb sent me these two volumes. I cherish them. I'm kind of sentimental. I about cried when I got it. But, you know, we can talk about our Charlottesville. We can talk about our New Orleans, all these battles we've been in. Let me tell you what, people. Pastor Rob was doing this 50 years ago. I'm looking at a picture right now, and Pastor Rob was a young man, much younger than either one of us, and his blood coming down out of his ear, down his neck. I believe that might have been at the Battle of Chicago. I'm not sure. But Pastor Rob, this ain't his first time at the rodeo. He's done it all of his life. Pastor Rob, I told people last week that the theme of the National Congress was stay strong, don't quit. Pastor Rob, if anybody has ever stayed strong and not quit and has kept their shoulders to the plow for 50 years or more, it's been you, Pastor Rob. And Pastor Rob, go ahead and continue on. If we don't run out of time, I want you to kind of compare and contrast your organization with the League of the South and some of these other what I call reputable organizations. Personally, I think they're all working for about the same goal. But anyway, Pastor Rob, I don't want to talk too much. Go ahead. Back to you now, Pastor Rob.
Yeah, well, all other organizations in the country have my support if they're white and they love our people, love our heritage, love our culture, and have a high moral character. They have my support. I may disagree with them on tactics. I may disagree with them on some of philosophy. I may disagree with them on a different belief they have, but that's meaningless to me. The only thing that is of concern is that they love our people, love our heritage, love our culture, and love our God. And if they have those things, that's what's important. So to say, compare myself to the League of the South or League with some other organization, I'm not. There is no comparison. We're all the same. We're all working for the same cause, and that's what's important. And I love the League of the South. I love their people. I disagree with some things, but I'm not going to say what those things are over the air because it's meaningless. And it'll look like division. So overall, I love them. I love Dr. Hill. I love everything they're doing. They have my full support. And that's the truth with about any other organization I can think of. So I do appreciate them inviting me down here to speak. And I was able to bump up with my old friend David Duke, who I've known for 40-some years, and James Edwards and other people of lesser-known recognition. But nevertheless, even people with no recognition because of maybe they never are a spokesman, never have been a leader as such, people that remain faithful. We hear all the time about being a leader, being a leader, being a leader. But, you know, faithful followers just understand their duty, stand in the trenches each and every day and have no recognition, have no glory, but they're just there each and every day, distributing literature, talking to their friends, their neighbors, their family, and being faithful, supporting those groups and individuals that they believe in that every week. Those people are the real heroes. Those heroes that we never hear of, we never see, and we never think about. Or they're always those people that have name recognition that people say, oh, I want to meet this person, I want to meet that person. But the real heroes are the ones that are receiving no glory and yet remain faithful. And we really appreciate all those people also. So I met a lot of good old friends here also at this conference.
You know, Pastor Rob, I couldn't have said that better. I tell you what, we're definitely on the same page there. And, you know, I've told James, I've told Sam, I've told a lot of other people almost exactly the same thing you said. In fact, when we try to interview people, when we go on the road, I always try to go to find the unknown soldier, so to speak, you know, people that have never had any glory. But just like you said, in the Bible, it says, when you know, at the end of the time, when you die, you go to heaven, and what you want to hear from God is, a good work, well done, my good and loyal servant. You know, it doesn't matter how many medals you have. You know, if you, say, for instance, if you've been in the Army, you've got three Bronze Star with Oak Leaf Cluster, you got two Silver Stars and all this kind of stuff. If just everybody that gets out gets a discharge, an honorable discharge. So, and also, when I was, I know this is kind of an analogy, out of the way analogy. When I graduated from University of Memphis, the nursing school at the age of 45, we had the person who graduated first and the person who graduated last. But all that mattered was if you passed your boards. If you passed your boards, they called everybody RN. If you graduate from medical school, my best friend, who was summa cum laude, University of Tennessee Medical School, while I was in the Army, he says they call him, he graduated cum laude, the other guy who just wasn't quite that with it, but made that grade on his boards, they call him MD, so to speak. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something else, Pastor Rob. I don't want to embarrass you by bragging on you or anything, but when we were up there at the conference, I've never seen such a gentle people. And Pastor Rob is probably the gentlest one of all. And he can tell you, you know, I guess I've gotten calloused since I've gotten older and cynical with people. I told, you know, Pastor Rob says he compared a lot of our people to kind of like sheep. That they have to be led, and they have to be led by people like Pastor Rob, people like David Duke, people like James Edwards, people like me, people like Sam. You know, there's some of us are leaders, but Pastor Rob always says that we're all in an orchestra, and that some people play the fiddle, some people play the clarinet, some people play the French horn, but we all play something. We all play a part, just like he said. That said, Pastor Rob, I would just like to say one more time, Pastor Rob is very gentle, and I was kind of embarrassed in a way because I spoke right after Pastor Rob, and I said, well, I didn't consider it a sheep, and I didn't have any use for these people that didn't have any courage, you know, damn them to hell, you know, let the wolves eat it, but they couldn't stand up, on and on and on and on and on. And I know I'm not right. I know I don't know everything, but even, you know, a lot of people would have taken offense to my speech, but no, Pastor Rob and his precious son, Jason, hugged my neck, and I've never seen so much love. But Pastor Rob, I guess in a nutshell, what would be your greatest accomplishment since you've been in the movement, so Pastor Rob?
Well, you know, my accomplishment is that I kept a wonderful wife for 53 years. That's my greatest accomplishment. And, you know, my wife is precious. She takes care of me. She gets my vitamins on every morning. She gets my vitamins on every night. And she nags me if I take them. And I tell her, I said, I don't like taking them, but I'm glad you do. You know? She winds up for me like a mother of hen. And that is my greatest accomplishment and greatest joy I have, is a wonderful wife and a wonderful family. And I don't have much time left because it's about 5 minutes to six. I want to plug, if I can, Tom Wolf is up, but I'm going to plug my conference in April, if I can. It's April 25th, 26th. Dr. Michael Hill is going to be down at our conference. It's private property. Everybody is welcome. You don't have to be a member of NASA or anything like that. If you're a white Christian or a white person of good moral character, you're welcome to come down to our conference and spend some time with us. It's relaxing. It's a family retreat. Bring your kids. Irritates times when I go to conferences and people bring their kids. But you can bring your kids and family friends. The kids are going to have a wonderful time, associate with other white children. There's a playground. We try to have a few little lessons for the kids. The little ones, the bigger ones, of course, they're old enough to absorb what's being said in the church. But it's a wonderful time. So people need to mark their calendar for April 24, 25, and 26. And they need a plan to come out here. And then check out our website, KKK.com. It's a simple name to remember. We've had it for years. But the name's so simple, KKK.com. You know that we got on the website early on. As soon as we saw this phenomenon happen, we grabbed a very simple website. So, you know, it's worth, we could sell that website for thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm sure. But, of course, it's not for sale. Like, neither is my life or my devotion. It's nothing of that for sale. I'm voted this cause to the end.
Well, Pastor Rob, did you say that Dr. Hill's going to come, going to be there the 24th and 25th?
Yes.
And 6th?
He's going to be here.
I'll tell you what.
He's going to be here, and there's almost 100% chance that Simon Roche from South Carolina will be here also. And
great, great.
And maybe some other people, but those are a couple we've got pretty well confirmed. So we're looking we're going to have you there too, I hope.
Yes, sir. I was just going to say, if the invitation is still out, I'm going to come hell or high water.
It is.
We have to go next week. Go ahead.
We're going to have Socrates of the Ozarks there also.
You know what? I'm going to tell you who stole the show, in my opinion. Was people wondering who we were talking about, Socrates of the Ozarks. But it was Tom Bowie. He's the most impressive man I've ever seen. I've just loved Tom Bowie to death. I'm hoping and praying he's there.
Yeah,
I was wanting to get him on tonight, but we
He's here right now. Cool. I know you got, you don't have time, but he'll be welcome to come on your show anytime, I know.
Yes, well, I'll tell you what, pass my love on to him, Pastor Rob. Tell Tom that I said hi. I love him like a brother. But we have run out of time, and thank you so much for coming on our show tonight, Pastor Rob. And thank you so much for being a brother to me and my co-host. Thank you so much, Pastor Rob.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, people, that's it for the night. We have another one in the books, and if you will, tune in, same place, same time. Next week, we have a huge guest. He's one of the biggest in the movement. Matter of fact, Jason, our co-host, said that he's very surprised we were able to land him. So you will not be disappointed. Good night, people. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. Good night.